Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic in Pretoria, there's been a crash off to Lynnwood Road just before the N4 in Malahleni Highway. It is now backed up to Centurion. The delay is currently about 35 minutes and getting worse.
4 mense is doodgeskiet en 3 ander is gewond. Toe 'n groep gewapende mans by 'n taxi staanplek in die middestad van Johannesburg losgebrand het. Een van die beseerdes is 'n universiteitsstudent wat vir 'n bus gewag het. Die Randburg Landdroshof het Edwin Sodi se saak van aanranding en poging tot moord van die rol geskraap. Sodi is daarvan beskuldig dat hy sy vreemde vrou en 'n vriend in Maart 2022 probeer skiet het. En Finland is vir die 8ste agtereenvolgende jaar bo aan die wêreld gelukkigheidsverslag. Denemarke is tweede, gevolg deur IJsland, Swede en Nederland. Suid-Afrika is 95 op die lys. Nou vir die jongste saaknies, Abri Grobler van PSG Pretoria Oos, vertel ons meer.
In terme van maatskappynuus het Momentum vanoggend hul resultate vir die halfjaar bekend gemaak, waar die maatskappy 'n 44% toename in genormaliseerde wesensverdienste per aandeel gerapporteer het. Die aandeel sluit 10% hoër.
Hy het ook die jongste maatskappynuus.
Die Reservebank het die repo-koers onveranderd vanmiddag gelaat op 7.5%, wat grootliks verwag was deur die mark. Die JSE sluit 0.8% laer met nywerheidsaandele wat vandag die swaarste getrek het. Naspers het 5% laer geëindig op die rug van Tencent se afverkoop vanoggend in Hong Kong.
Die dollar kos tans R18.16, euro R19.68 en 'n pond R23.54. Goud verhandel teen $3,040.52 per fyn ons. Ek is Chanel September, terug met meer nuus om 6:00.
We start off with some football news. Japan became the first side to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup after second half goals from Daichi Kamada and Takefusa Kubo gave them a 2-0 victory over Bahrain earlier today. The runaway Asian Group C leaders failed to sparkle on a chilly night, but it was until the 66th minute when the Crystal Palace man gave them the lead. Gwenna Mapaka may just be poised to be one of the big stars of the new season of the Indian Premier League, and that is for his new side, the Rajasthan Royals. The teenager had his first taste of IPL cricket last year when he made his debut for the Mumbai Indians at just the age of 17. And in January, the now 18-year-old Mapaka became the youngest player to ever make a test debut for the Proteas in the New Year's clash against Pakistan, and that was in Cape Town. Former South Africa rugby CEO Yuri Roo is out of legal options in his long-standing dispute with the University of Stellenbosch and must now pay back the institution 37 million rand plus interest. On Thursday, the Constitutional Court of South Africa dismissed Roo's application for leave to appeal, and that has now left him with no options. And in a decisive move ahead of the upcoming Women's Africa Cup of Nations, Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis announced their full-strength squad for the two friendly matches against Malawi. Those matches are happening on the 5th and the 8th of April. The national women's team are ramping up their preparations as they get ready to defend their crown in Morocco from the 5th to the 26th of July. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jack Rand FM.
Slowly.